You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
Swept their car away. This is USA Radio News.
Station information. Listen,
Bobby, you here again?
Yeah, my doctor told me to reduce stress at work, so I come to Buffalo Wild Wings to eat lunch and watch sports. I get to pick one of seven entrees, like sandwiches and salads, plus one of seven sides.
Well, I like sides.
It's so affordable, I can finally take a vacation.
Where are you going to go?
Here, Tim, here.
Introducing the new B-Dubs Fast Break Lunch Menu, starting at a new low price. Dine in or order takeout weekdays between 11 and 2. Participation and availability may vary. Buffalo Wild Wings.
All right, welcome back to Good Morning Hunterdon on Chamber.com. We're almost finished with our...
This is USA Radio News. I'm Melody Burkett. Cleveland's mayor says he welcomes protests following yesterday's decision by a grand jury to clear the officers involved in the fatal shooting of Tamir Rice. Mayor Frank Jackson said during a news conference he doesn't worry about protests and he actually welcomes it.
What they don't have a right to do is do violence to people or to property. That's what they don't have a right to do.
He also said police will provide protection to protesters who come to Cleveland. Yesterday, a grand jury decided a couple of officers would not face charges in the killing of the 12-year-old boy. Rice was shot last year after he brandished a real-looking pellet gun. The death toll is rising along with the floodwaters across much of Missouri and Illinois. At least 15 people have drowned so far, and Missouri Governor Jay Nixon says he expects that number to rise. He says the majority of the victims drowned after driving into floodwaters. Five of the victims were killed in Illinois after floodwaters swept their car away. This is USA Radio News.
Bobby, you here again?
Yeah, my doctor told me to reduce stress at work, so I come to Buffalo Wild Wings to eat lunch and watch sports. I get to pick one of seven entrees, like sandwiches and salads, plus one of seven sides.
Well, I like sides.
It's so affordable, I can finally take a vacation.
Where are you going to go?
Here, Tim, here.
Introducing the new B-Dubs Fast Break Lunch Menu, starting at a new low price. Dine in or order takeout weekdays between 11 and 2. Participation and availability may vary. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, the world is your office with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business with all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
It's another day of airport delays as winter storms move into the Northeast. At Chicago's O'Hare Airport, this United passenger was frustrated.
They won't even let us talk to someone. They cancel our flight 5 minutes before it's supposed to. Well, actually, our flight was at 5:30, and then it's 10 o'clock. And they canceled it now. They won't even let us speak to someone.
So far, close to 800 flights across the country have been canceled, with the bulk of them at O'Hare, Newark Liberty, and Boston's Logan Airport. According to FlightAware.com, over 1,000 flights are being delayed. A storm system that brought deadly tornadoes and flooding to the central U.S. is now pushing rain, snow, and ice into the Northeast. Donald Trump is blasting the publisher of New Hampshire's biggest newspaper as he campaigns in that state. Trump slammed a front-page editorial by Manchester Union leader publisher Joe McQuaid that endorsed rival Chris Christie and called Trump a bully. The GOP frontrunner said the newspaper is dying and he gives it about 2 years before going out of business. This is USA Radio News.
Good morning, Hunterdon. This is Big C coming to you from HuntertonChamberRadio.com at the studio offices of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good morning, Hunterdon kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic, and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterdon, HunterdonChamberRadio.com.
Hi, this is Joe Peters at Weikert Realtors in Clinton, New Jersey, and I'm about to start my show, which is called Real Estate Matters. We try to do a show every week based on some of the things that are going on in our local market in Hunterdon as far as the real estate market, in which I bring you up to date on the factors that are affecting us and, in effect, what it means to pricing and to rates of sales. Before we get started, I wanted to give you a little update on the weather. We're in the mid-40s today with a sort of a rainy day out there, rainy, cold, raw. It's not going to last. We're going to get back into the 50s tomorrow and into the high 40s and mid-40s for the rest of the week. So it's not like we've turned a corner and we're headed in the wrong direction. It's just starting to get a little bit more seasonable, and I think you can expect to see weather that you'd see in mid-November for the rest of the week. And the fact that it's the end of December, early January next week, that ain't so bad. On the way in today, I passed a gas station and actually had to hit the brakes and pull in $1.67 with credit card for regular. That's not so bad either. And some of the things that are going on in real estate are really good news, and I want to bring up the date on that. But before we get going, we're going to do a word from one of our sponsors, and I'll be right back.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program, no drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
Once again, it's Joe Peters with Real Estate Matters, and let me play a little bit about my background before we get started.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters of Weikert Realtors. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime, and selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 in Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technology to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
Hey, once again, it's Joe Peters. That sounded like me. There's a reason for it. Helping you to achieve your goals and dreams from a residential real estate viewpoint, that is my goal. And I'm going to talk a little bit today about what we're facing in early 2016 as we wind up the last few days of 2015. Once again, the weather, it's turned, and I think we just missed it. Looking at the news this morning, it looked like if you were about another 30, 40 miles north, you had snow and ice on a windshield. We had maybe a tad of white out there, but it really wasn't so bad. And I think whatever is happening is happening. We're not going to change it. And it always affects real estate. Think about last year. We went all the way to January 23rd last year before we had our first snowstorm. And as a result, the real estate market just pushed and pushed and pushed. And we were actually starting to believe that we might duck that one, that we wouldn't see a snowy weather forecast, but it changed. It started snowing on January 23rd, and in effect, it probably snowed for the next 4 or 5 weeks thereafter. It was really a cold and icy end of year. Not sure what's going to happen today. I'm not the weatherman. I'm the real estate guy, but I do think what happens will affect the market. So far, we have not seen a let up. In effect, it's the 29th. We've got 2 days left. In all of November, we sold 105 houses. As of this morning, we had sold 99 in Hunterdon County. We had in all of November listed 132 houses, and as of this morning, we had listed 84. So we've actually sold more than we listed, and therein lies our problem. We have a very active buyer's market out there. In other words, I'm not saying that it is a buyer's market, but the buyers are active. They're active for a couple of reasons that I'm going to go over with you. As a result, we're selling a lot of houses, and we're finding that most of the activity that we're seeing, 88% of it to be exact, is under the $500,000 mark in Hunterdon County. Yet, at the same time, we're not listing same amount of houses that we're selling. 99 sold, 84 listed, and some of them expired because they didn't sell. Some of them were withdrawn because it was the holiday season. So we're facing this buyer interest with less inventory than we actually could use. And as a result, it's starting to make some of the prices go up, especially in the twos and threes into the fours. You get above fives, they're fairly flat yet, but there is a market, and we're selling houses at all price points. I don't want to make you believe that above 500, there's no market. It's just less of a market than under 500. One of the most interesting things that we've seen over the last 90 days, and this is nationwide, but here in the Northeast as well, is that foot traffic during open houses has been up. And it's been up appreciably. Typically, when we see foot traffic up like this, several months later, we see sales up to follow it. It means people are out looking. People are out trying to get some ideas. Is it time to trade up? Have the prices bounced back? I'm going to talk about prices as well. But they're out looking. And as a result, some of them are going to be buying within 60 to 90 days. That's a good sign. A really good sign. So the weather has held off. The foot traffic is up. We're selling as many houses as we sold in November. And in November, we sold almost as many as we sold in October. We're not letting off. At some point in time, the weather is going to be not as great as it has been. And that will begin the sort of the winter days of real estate. We usually have about 4 to 6 weeks where it's not the best selling season because of weather, and a little around the holidays. And consider, too, that December had all those I got to go shopping days in them and all of those holidays in it. And we're still almost at this point in time, and I'm sure we will be by the end of the month, selling more houses than we did the month before in November in Hunterdon County. My personal experience, I've been doing real estate for Weikert going on 13 years at this point in time, and I've got about 20 years of experience altogether. I do residential real estate along the 78 corridor. I do all of Hunterdon County, and I do most of Somerset County. I actually get up the Warren and Morrison, Middlesex a little bit, but my primary 95% of my business is along the 78 corridor between Hunterdon and Somerset County. Buyers are still out. I sat in my easy chair in my living room last night and between 7 and 9 o'clock got 3 inquiries on properties and made 3 appointments to show properties between tomorrow, Thursday, and Saturday. That we do not see this time of the year. The buyers are still out, and one of the reasons that the buyers are still out is that interest rates just bumped up a little bit. You heard the Fed chairman raised the prime rate a quarter of a point, the first time in a lot of years. As a result, it's trickled down to interest rates, and the fear is that it'll keep raising. It may not raise every month, but it may raise every quarter, and by a year from now, we could see instead of around 4%, somewhere more like 5%. And if that was to happen, if we were to reach one more percentage point on interest from 4 to 5, we would lose roughly 10% of our buying power. So if you could afford a $500,000 house at 4%, you could only afford a $450,000 house at 5%. That hurts. That's why people are out. And as a result of it, they're starting to find that there's not enough inventory for what they're looking for, and they're starting to bid a little more on houses, and house prices are going up, especially in the under 5 market. Once again, 88% of our business in the month of November was in the under 5 market. I don't see that changing. I see that continuing, and there's a reason for it. I just read a very interesting article this morning saying that the millennials aren't in the basement anymore. And that's not a comment on lifestyle. It just means that the millennials are leaving college, having a hard time finding that first job, having a hard time finding a job that pays them what they need to earn in order to continue the lifestyle that mom and dad gave them, because they're earning about 17% less than people are earning 10 years ago, and they're not getting the benefits. And as a result, many, many first-time buyers that used to buy in the 25 to 30-year bracket have pushed back almost 10 years, and they're buying in the 35 to 40-year bracket. So we're seeing the first-time buyers starting to come out of the parents' basements. Good news, that means there is some employment. There is some lessening of credit standards to the point where they can now get mortgages where they may not have been able to a year or two back. And thirdly, there's houses to buy. And a typical first-time buyer is going to go out and buy in the 150 to 250 range. It's either going to be a one- or two-bedroom townhouse or a very small two-bedroom house, maybe on a quarter of an acre. And that starts a chain reaction. The first-time buyer buys, and as a result, the person that sold them the house typically becomes a second-time or a trade-up buyer, and they will go out and buy something in a 3 to 4 range. That person, in turn, will go out and buy something in a 450 to 6 range, and that person may even trade up again, or it may be time to right size, which means I'm in the right neighborhood, yet I'm in the wrong size house for my current lifestyle. Maybe the kids have gone off to college at this point in time. Maybe my son just left the basement and he's bought his first house. I don't need this big house anymore, but I do like the lifestyle of Hunterdon County. And they're adjusting. If they're becoming the over 55 set, they're thinking about single floor living. They're looking for that best house to retire in place. But that first-time buyer is ever, ever, ever so crucial to our market because it makes 3 or 4 or 5 sales happen. And that's what we're seeing. The millennials coming out of the basements, going out and making that first purchase, the first purchase driving the second and third, and all of that's happening in the below 5 market, and that's why our prices are where they're at. If we take a look at Hunterdon County, and it's very interesting, I think you're going to see that we're listing houses somewhere around the 430 mark, and we're selling houses more around the 360 mark on the average. Why the disparity between the two numbers? Well, they will adjust themselves. I mean, there has been times where we've sold in the 440s and been listing in a 550s. That means that we're listing at the higher end of the market and we're selling at a lesser end of the market. And it means that more and more inventory is needed to come in and fill the void and help the people that are now the second or third time buyers that are now buying in a 4 to 5 to 6 range make their purchase. My message, clear, simple, it couldn't be a better time to put your house on the market. A lot of people think, well, it's usually March before things kick off. I got to tell you, it's not March this year. Another thing that I'm seeing is I have, at this point, 8 new listings ready to go in January to mid-February. These people have already committed to me. We're going to list their house. We're going to put it on the market, and we're going to get it out there at the latest, right after Super Bowl weekend. So that old thinking of waiting till March, it's gone. You want to get your house on the market in January, and at the latest, the weekend after Super Bowl, that's when people are going to stick their head out, unless it becomes snowy or icy, and start taking a look at things again. So that's what I see happening in the market. We're going to go back to a few more sponsored messages, and I'll be back to tell you a little bit about the sell side and a little bit the buy side in a market such as this. Once again, it's Joe Peters at Weichert. And if you'd like to talk to me in person, 908-238-0118. I typically pick the phone up if it rings if I'm not already talking to another customer. And if that is the case, I'll get back to you within an hour or so.
Good morning, Hunterdon. This is Big C coming to you from HunterdonChamberRadio.com at the studio offices of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good morning, Hunterdon kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic, and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterdon, HunterdonChamberRadio.com.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
This is Jeannie Aversa, CRPC, financial advisor at Patton Hyding Associates. Do you have questions about your retirement? Like, will your money last throughout your lifetime? Will you have enough to live the life you want? And when will you be able to retire? If so, you're not alone. As a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., Patton Hyding Associates can help you find the answers with the exclusive Confident Retirement Approach. We'll work with you one-to-one to understand your goals and discuss the 4 key areas of retirement, including covering your essentials, lifestyle, protection, and legacy needs. From there, we'll work together to develop a retirement roadmap with clear steps you can take to help you retire on your terms. Call Patton Hyding Associates today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. The Confident Retirement Approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
Hi, this is Joe Peters again. Joe Peters with Weikert Realtors in Clinton, New Jersey, servicing all of Hunterdon and most of Somerset County along the 78 corridor for residential real estate. I wanted to go through the factors now that are affecting the market to make it as what we see today. I already talked about two things: interest rates, the fact that they've bumped up a little bit, and there's a fear that they bump up some more, have driven the buyers out, and it keeps the market active. As I said, I have, just go over the statistics again, I have 10 active buyers I'm working with right now, of which I would say 7 of those 10 will make a decision in the next 30 days and buy a house. I have 8 new listings coming on in the next 45 days, of which I would think most of those would sell within 60 days. So if they listed it by mid-February, they would have cash in their hands and be moving on up the rest of their life, probably before Easter, although Easter comes early this year. And I've got 3 leftover listings from last year, for various reasons, haven't sold or rented, and we're still working. We'll get them done. Not everything goes. So one thing is interest rates. The second factor affecting the market is a lack of inventory, especially at our very popular price points. And the lack of inventory is because it's getting gobbled up as soon as it comes on. We have more buyers than sellers in the under 5 market. And if you're thinking about selling, it'd be a wonderful time to start talking with me so that we could start taking a look at what your goals are, what you want to get achieved as far as your objectives, and putting a marketing plan together to help you understand how that can best be done. Jersey job front, not good. I mean, it's coming along. Every month's a little better than the last, and we've had a lot of jobs created on a national basis, and we're not doing too bad in New Jersey. We're actually added 16,000 jobs in October, which is the latest month that's available to us. And if that keeps on, that'll give us about a 55,000 job improvement this year. But we're still behind the rest of the nation. The rest of the nation went back to work almost 2 years ago. We've got almost 3 years to go before we put everybody back to work that lost their job as part of the recession that we went through. So that's hurting us. People aren't earning what they used to, and people are still unemployed or underachieving as to their capabilities from a dollar viewpoint and not ready to do what they used to be able to do in purchasing power. Another big factor for us is the foreclosure front. We are number one in the nation in foreclosure filings in New Jersey. We have been number one in the nation for about 18 months, and there's no end in sight. The reason for it is the job front and the fact that 1 out of every 11 houses in New Jersey, as you drive down the street, this has nothing to do with what's for sale or what's being foreclosed on already. 1 out of every 11 houses in New Jersey is 90 days or more behind in their payments, and that will be future problems that we'll be talking about on future shows. But right now, we're sitting around 8% with foreclosures, while the nation's sitting about 3.4%. And as a result of it, we're going to have a 66% increase over the prior year, adding about 77,000 foreclosures to the market in New Jersey. To some extent, that helps because we're short on inventory, but to some extent, it really hurts because it's a lot of people that were sort of, well, what would be the right term? Overcapitalized, overleveraged, I should say. They really needed to earn both salaries, and one got cut back or eliminated, and all of a sudden they're behind in payments. And statistically, if somebody's 90 days behind in their payment, 95% of those will wind up in a short sale foreclosure cycle. So we're also seeing that the rentals are costing more and more. And as a result, it's probably, if you've got a little bit of assets and decent credit, it's probably cheaper for you to buy a house as a first-time buyer than to continue renting. And a lot of times I get people showing up looking to rent, and I start to talk to them, and they're thinking about renting for $1,400. And I said, you know, for $1,400, you could own an X dollar apartment, probably better than the one you're looking at to rent, and working with them, converting them into first-time buyers, getting their credit checked out, getting their assets checked out, making sure their job status is good, is one of the things I do with my buyers. And I try to make people understand what's aware to them, aware of what's available to them. I try, and I cannot give tax or accounting or attorney advice. I lead them to the right professionals for that. But there are tremendous tax advantages to owning a home. So you not only are paying, let's say you're going to rent for $1,400, you found a place for $1,400. It's not a dollar for dollar transaction. Your $1,400 will return to you probably three quarters of that $1,400, roughly, will come back to you as an income tax deduction, of which you're probably going to pay 25 or 30%. So you may get another $200 or $300 advantage out of it at the end of the year. Recap, we have fewer listings and an active buyer market for very, very late winter. Stable to increasing prices. The under to 500s are starting to pick up. The over 500s are stable. They're not going down any further. The further up you go, the less the buyer market is. It's the pyramid principle that we have less buyers for the houses that are over 500,000, but we still have buyers at every price point. Another thing that's happening is it depends on your location. If you're in Hunterdon County and you're probably maybe a mile or two beyond the Route 31 corridor going north and south, it drops off. And it drops off because it now becomes costly to commute. I mentioned earlier I got gas for $1.67 today. We all know it's not going to stay at $1.67. But people used to drive till they can afford it, and they're a lot more reluctant to do that in today's market because they know it will bounce back. Yes, I can afford a house that's all the way out on a Pennsylvania border of New Jersey, and I have to now drive another half hour, so it's going to consume an hour for each one of the people that are commuting and probably consume an extra gallon of gas each way. That adds up. Are you really saving at the end of the day? And that's the question a lot of people are asking. So your location and your price will blend together to make how many months supply are on the market in your individual location. And if you take a look at it, if we have about a 4 to 6 month supply of houses, that's to say if we had 100 houses on the market and we sold 25 this month, just went under contract, we got new paperwork on them, that means a quarter of them sold. So in 4 months at this rate, we'd have a 4 month supply of houses. That's good. If it's below 4, it means prices are rising. If it's above 6, it means prices are being challenged. And that isn't unilateral. If we take a look at, let's just pick on Alexandria, the first county beyond Route 31, first township, I said. Your price point in Alexandria may be pushed down at the 4 level, where it wouldn't be pushed down in Clinton Township till you got into the higher 5 level, because there's less buyers for that. And then as a result, you've got more month supply, and then as a result of that, you've got pressure on pricing, and that's what I'm calling the push down factor. So your location and your price point are both very, very important. The big question we get is, should I list now or wait? And I went through this a little bit earlier, but I want to go into it in more detail. Here are 5 reasons that one of our industry experts says makes you want to sell now or list your house at this point in time or as quick as possible. The first is we have that strong buyer demand. It hasn't gone away. It hasn't stopped. There's less competition. Where we had 1,300 houses in Hunterdon County earlier in the year, we only have 900 now. So you have less people to compete against. Home prices are starting to skyrocket, so you want to take advantage of it. Remember when in the end of 2005 and 2006 beginning, we started to see this fall off in demand and fall off in prices. And over the next 3 or 4 years, we saw about a 35% decrease in price in our section of New Jersey. Other states, other areas had better or worse, but we saw about 35%. As of now, we've regained about half of that. We've gained about 17 or 18% of it back. And if we continue to see price rises, we're going to see somewhere between 3 and 4% in New Jersey. It'll vary by market and it will vary by price point. But overall, we're going to see 3 to 4%. Some people will see more, some people see less. And if that continues, as it's forecasted, at about a 3.5% over the next 3 years, we're probably going to be back by the end of 2018 to where we were at the end of 2005. So 13 years later, you're going to get your price point back. The question is, do you really need to wait to the end to get the price point back because it was an inflated price to start with? Right now, it's not, because we're building it up gradually rather than 9 to 15% the way we were in the past. And if you're going to buy a bigger house, that price is challenged as well, and you're going to get the advantage because even if his price is, yours is 17% off the peak, his is 17% off the peak, if you're buying more, you got the bigger advantage. There's never going to be a better time to move up. The prices above 5 are not going up like the prices below 5, so if you're looking to move up, the higher you go, the better on. And it's time to move on with your life. What are we waiting for? Are we going to wait and get the maximum dollar out of the house? Or are we going to say, hey, I got the best price now and I got a great price where I'm moving to. And in effect, the time is now. Let's get on with my life. Other thing that comes along is, should I try to sell it myself or hire a professional real estate agent? As a professional real estate agent, I think I can tell you what my thoughts are. But here are the questions that you need to ask yourself. What do you do with all the paperwork? The paperwork continuously gets more complicated and changes. We just had some tax changes that went into effect in the fourth quarter of this year that makes the application process much, much more complicated. You need an expert there. You found a house, a dream house. Now what? I got to turn around and sell mine? It's impossible to sell your house in time to buy a house that you found unless you get extremely lucky. I would say one person out of maybe 20 makes that happen. So you really need somebody who can balance the trade-up process with you, help you find a house while you help they help you sell your house, something that I've done with a lot of people. Are you a good negotiator? It's amazing the people you have to now talk to. There's 11 different sets of people that you've got to negotiate with when you're buying and selling a house. So hiring a real estate agent has its advantage because that person, and you should check their references and what prior people have said about working with them, has the experience that you do not and, in effect, can help you get on with your life and go through the sale process. What's the average time to sell? Average time to sell right now, the last month that we've completed was November. If you look at my site, jpeters.com, I'll have those figures updated over the weekend. But the average time to sell in Hunterdon County is 78 days. That means if we took all the houses that we sold in the month of November, the last month that we completed, and took all the days it took to sell them, the average day time to sell the houses were 78 days on the market. That's not so bad. It's probably going to get a little more elongated, depending on the price point this time of the year, but it's still a pretty good figure. Somewhere about 2.5 months. Let's talk about what it takes to sell a house. What you do is you get in touch with an agent. Hopefully me, but there's a lot of good agents out there. I just happen to be one of them. And I just happen to have the radio show, so I'm going to tell you how I handle a call when it comes in. When somebody calls me, I explain to them that if you're considering selling your house, we have a two-step process. The first step is me coming out and getting to know your objectives, getting to understand you and your house taking some measurements, taking some snapshots that go nowhere. It's just like instant memory. And then I take all of that knowledge that I gain or glean over that first hour meeting and go do some homework. And I show up about a week later. And a week later, I have a marketing plan. I can show you where your house would price in today's market, how long it will probably take to sell, and what your competition is going to be. So you'll not only see where you would be priced, and I give you a range, but you also see who else is on the market selling against you in that, and what is recently sold in that, which helps me determine the price point. And the price points develop two ways. One is we take a look, and that's what Zillow does. If you look at the Zestimate, they call it, the Z-estimate. And I think a lot of Zillow, I advertise heavily on Zillow. I get a lot of my future business, new business out of Zillow. But they're just taking the tax records and they're trying to calculate as a percentage of your total assessed value what a price is going for. And they can say pretty accurately that if the average price is 88% of total assessed value and you're going to put yours on and your total assessed value is $100,000, you're going to sell for about $88,000. And multiple, if you got a $500,000, it's going to be five times that. They never walk through your house. They never enter the state of New Jersey. They never take a look at the refinements that you've put into your house. The second thing I do is I take a look at your house, the investments you've made into it, and the condition of it as compared to the rest of the market. And I say, based on the baseline price as a percentage to tax, I can give you credit for this, this, and this. And in some instances, there's deferred credit because there's deferred maintenance. You really need a new driveway. People are going to, the first house if they're going to buy, if their push comes to shove, is the house with the updates. The last house they're going to buy is the house without the updates. So you have to adjust for that by pricing it accordingly. So you may have saved putting that driveway in all these years, but you're going to give it up at the end. It's like pay me now, pay me later. What I do different in marketing, I think speaks for itself, but let me go through some of the things. Initially, I make sure that I fully understand your goals and dreams. It's a little like my commercial. Then I distilled vast amounts of data down and give you just the parts that you need to understand. And then finally, I use technology to bring it all together and make sure that we don't have any roller coaster rides or missed things. Utilizing professional photographer. This is key. I bring a professional photographer in at my expense and take a picture of your house that people are going to want to come in and see that house. The photographer I use is a professional stager, former real estate agent who knows how to set every room of the house up and the interior and exterior shots so people go on to come in and see. Then I prepare professional brochures so that when people come in and look at your house as a result of the pictures that are online, it's going to be the one they remember when they come home because they're going to have the best brochure. I take the initial open house and if need be, I hire at my expense a professional cleaning team to come in and clean the house from top to bottom for that first open house. And then I advertise that open house in the classifieds on the front page of the Democrat, typically, depending where you live. In Somerset County, it might be the Observer. And as a result, I've got a proven open house philosophy that says we're going to have the first one ready and advertised and cleaned for. We're going to have the pictures in the paper that were done by the professional photographer. And we're also going to have the brochure so that when they come in, they leave with information that they're not going to find at any other house. Here's what a few people have said that have worked with me on listing with me. Joe had a great marketing plan. He was hands-on throughout the entire process, even set the open houses himself. Second person said, I had a difficult solution of a problematic buyer in a short sale purchase. I am short sale certified, by the way. Joe supported us through the process. He can handle any situation for buying or selling a home. Third one, as a former realtor, I'm very particular about who I do business with. Joe handled the sale of our home and the purchase of a new one. It's a very difficult thing to do. It's a balancing act. One transaction was smooth and easy, and the other was turbulent and frustrating, but Joe kept his cool and sense of humor through the whole thing. I've sold several hundred houses over the last 12 years, and my references are available online, or I can supply them to you when I come out. if you're thinking about selling this year, we should be sitting down and talking as quickly as possible. We should have your house on the market no later than the weekend after Super Bowl, and we should have it ready for the spring market, which is going to break early this year. It may never stop. We're out of houses right now on the popular price points, and the beat goes on. What can I say? Let me play one more commercial. I'll play my commercial so you'll hear a little about me, and we'll come back and wrap up talking about buyers.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters of Weichert Realtors. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime, and selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 in Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technology to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
Hey, it's Joe Peters, and if that sounded a lot like me, there's a good reason for it. I want to talk now a little about the buyer's market. And the very first question, whether you're a first-time buyer or a renter thinking about buying, or a buyer that's trading up or right-sizing and maybe trading down or trading laterally, the question that keeps coming up is, should I do it now or should I wait? And I draw this analogy. You've all been behind that person that slows down at a red light just in case it turns red. And sure enough, it turns red, and they're sitting in front of it, and you're the second one in line blowing the horn, if you're me anyway. Hard to blow my horn too hard because I've got my name on my license plate, but in effect, buying a house is the same way. If you wait, interest is going to go up and the prices are going to go up. The selection is going to be less. And in effect, you really need to get engaged and get somebody out there that can show you what's on the market, help you find a few credible houses that are on the market and that you're going to be interested in the day they come on. I've got a couple now. We sold our house in Middlesex County, somewhere around the end of October. They're living in mom's basement because they can't find. They're very, very particular about what they want, and they'd rather wait than buy the non-match. We're out several times a week as new houses come on, looking at them. A lot of times I'll go out and look because they still live in Middlesex County. They're going to move into Hunterdon. And then tell them, nope, it's not a match, or, yep, I think we should look at it. So I think waiting is probably the worst thing you could do. The buying process consists of the following. We sit down and define your goals. We talk about where you want to live, the style of house you want, the amount of money you want to pay for it, the features that are important to you. And then I go and draw up a computerized matching system that sends you listings each morning. It's not like I sit there and do it. As I said, I've got these processes automated. Each morning you will get a list, which these people are getting, of the houses that are coming on the market that match their criteria. And as a result of it, they're not missing any. In effect, they're the first ones to look at it a lot of times. Then we we'll zero down that list to make sure that we find the one that's the closest match for you and the one you're most comfortable with. And then we get in and do the offer. An offer consists of writing up a contract, putting it in front of the buyer, saying, I'm willing to pay this much for your house. There's always some negotiation here, and this is something I'm skilled at from the corporate world. And in effect, I can usually tell within $5,000 of the first negotiation reply where we're going to wind up. Let's say a customer comes in at $400 on a $450 house, and the seller comes back at $445. We're probably not going to get farther than $440. But if he comes back at $425, we're probably going to wind up somewhere in a $410 to $420 ratio. So I've done enough of these. I am good at understanding people and the negotiation process, and it's much easier to sit at the side and watch the side of the two people's heads, or at the top and watch the top of their two heads, and a look in their eyes as they're negotiating. And I've done a lot, and I think you can take a look at some of my references of what that has resulted in pricing. As a matter of fact, let's talk about why people have used me in the past. I do the same thing that I do on the sell side. I make sure I understand what you want. I then distill down the data and I computerize it. I give you individual upfront consultations so you understand your individual requirements. I understand your individual requirements, and you understand what will be required of you as we go through the process. And then I send you the suggested listings each day, providing colored printouts every time we go out to look at a listing. And a lot of times, my insight, after selling several hundred houses, it's pretty easy to start looking for things that the average buyer would not look for. I also have a bevy of mortgage people, consultants that are on the contract side, if you wanted some pricing on what it would take to make this do that. And attorneys. The 20-plus years in real estate pays off here. And here's what some of my past buyers have said. Joe is the best. It was by chance that we got in touch with Joe through Zillow, and he was responsive and patient. The house that we were first interested in did not materialize, but he kept in touch and showed us other properties and were able to complete the purchase. Another customer said, before working with Joe, my search for my first home seemed to be an overwhelming challenge. Joe helped guide me through the market and was a source of constant, honest advice. Working with Joe, you're going to know what's on his mind, whether you want to or not. That's just me. He goes on to say, my search went on. Joe displayed incredible patience and empathy to our challenges as a first-time home buyer. And when I walked into the place we eventually purchased, both Joe and I knew it was the right place within a minute. That happens a lot. I get so close to people. I am them as far as what we're looking for. And very few times do I get confused, or not confused isn't the right word, but sort of surprised at the end that they buy something that we didn't start out looking for. Because after we look at 10 houses together, I know what they're looking for. And a third comment, as a former realtor, I'm very particular about who I do business with. He's handled both the home sale of our current home and a home purchase of our new. He was diligent and responsible about being pushy and truly kept his clients' best interest in mind throughout the process. And I think that is probably my best reference. I'm not pushy. My background is corporate. I was in IT for years in retail in New York City, several major retailers, including Macy's and Herald Square. And somewhere about halftime, I got into the sales side of the game and sold back to retailers from a technology viewpoint. So a lot of sales skills and a lot of negotiation skills. And one of the things I've learned is people are going to go at the pace that people want to go at, not at the pace I need to go at in order to get them to buy things so I can earn a living. I find that if I help people achieve their goals, I achieve my goals, and that's my philosophy on this. And that's why I say helping you achieve your goals and dreams is where I set out. The one other thing I want to mention, and you can take a look for a lot of this information on my site, jpeters.com, and you'll find a ton of information there for the first-time buyer, for the seller, for the trade-up buyer seller, for the right sizer, and for the seniors, the over 55. And seniors means a lot of things to a lot of people, but point blank, you'll see as soon as you meet me, got a lot of gray hair, I'm a senior. I've been past the 55 mark, and one of my other radio show formats that I do is if you've passed the 55 and you're coming up on 65, I'm probably one of the people you want to be talking to because I work with a lot of people who've been through that process already and can help you go through it with a lot less pain. And sometimes people are already past 65 and they're still out there. I have a customer, 95 years old, is still looking at investment property. So some people, I love the spirit. I want to be 95 years old and still looking. But I am senior certified. I'm very involved in the senior market. So if you've got somebody who is thinking about getting to a house where they can retire in place but stay within Hunterdon or Somerset County, I can help you with that. I understand what you're going through. I understand what drives your decisions. And I've made those decisions myself. I have a lot of empathy for the seniors. I also am very involved in Hunterdon County. I'm in the Leadership Hunterdon program this year, which is where they drop about 8 or 10 people through this program to better understand all the aspects of the county. And I am blown away by the services that are available for seniors in Hunterdon County. And the biggest problem we have is that most people aren't aware of them and they're sitting there unused. So use me as a resource. If you're coming, if you pass that 55 mark, you start thinking about what I do next. If you've maybe been downsized and you're still too young to quit, maybe changing the house that you're living in can make things a lot easier. That's where I come in the over 55 market. So I'd love to help you. I'd love to talk to you. Pick up the phone and call me, 908-238-0118. Once again, if I'm not already talking to another customer, I'm probably going to pick up the phone and talk to you just the way I'm talking to you now. I first of all want to understand what's driving you, and then I want to put together a plan to help you achieve those goals at your pace, within your budget. And I think one of the things that it also shows up in my references that my love for Hunterdon County is apparent. I've been here since 98. I'm going nowhere. This is where I am going to eventually live when I retire. And one of the things that we're discovering with the seniors, the over 55s, is that there's a lot of options available to us. We don't have a lot of over 55. We have 3 or 4 communities, and I understand there's a new one going up, but it's not like other counties. Somerset County, for example, has a vast 55-plus market where we have a mild to moderate one, but improving. So if you're a senior yourself, you're thinking about what am I going to do next? You're thinking about my mom and dad are now into this and they don't seem to be able to make a decision. I can sit down with them, be in the mid-50s, mid-60s, mid-70s, mid-80s. I'm working with a couple right now that are in that latter format. And they're still going up and down a circular staircase. We're working on getting them into a place where they can retire in place and still stay in their familiar Hunterdon County and have a lot easier lifestyle on a day-to-day basis. Joe Peters, Weikert Realtors. This has been Realty Matters. And I would love to hear from you, 908-238-0118. And in effect, if you'd like to visit my site, it's jpeters.com. Hope to hear from you soon. Thank you for your ear for the last hour, and I hope this has been informative. Please get in touch with me to talk out any thoughts, questions, or suggestions.
This is USA Radio News. I'm Melody Burkett. Governor Jay Nixon says he's activating the Missouri National Guard as his state deals with widespread flooding. After days of rainfall, waterways in Missouri are swollen, including the Mississippi River, which is expected to crest Thursday at near record levels. So far, 13 people have died in Missouri flooding, and Nixon says most of them died after driving into floodwaters. The mother of Tamir Rice is calling the legal process a charade after a grand jury decided yesterday not to indict 2 Cleveland police officers for the 12-year-old's death. The family's attorney, Jonathan Abatey, says their fight for justice is far from over.
There is a federal civil rights lawsuit that has been filed, is underway in the Northern District of Ohio. And that case travels and functions completely independently of any criminal prosecution.
In a statement, Samaria Rice accused the county prosecutor of deliberately sabotaging the case and never advocating for her son. This is USA Radio News.
B-Dubs presents B-Dubbing.
All right. They're up by 21, but now's not the time to quit. Now's the time to
buy a holiday gift card at Buffalo Wild Wings.
They think they've beaten up.